Okay, welcome to the latest episode of Project Pilipinas. As of this hour,
Hello.
this includes Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao, and Palawan. But may mga iba dyan na may ibang ideas, or I don't know, Karen ba yan? Or ano ba yan? Is this a sentiment against Imperial Manila? Whatever. Pag-usapan natin yan. Between you and I, ikaw mas Manila boy, okay? Although I've lived more in Manila than anywhere else place, I'm still a Baguio boy and I'll always be. Speaking of Mindanao secession, do you think that was also one of the crazy parts of his speech? Because you see, Mark, it's one thing for him to make personal insults against the president because it's an insult unless substantiated, right? Although, you know, medyo libelous talaga siya, just to be mild about it. But ibang usapan if incitement to rebellion and call for secession. This is, some legal experts would say, an act of, you know what I'm saying? You can essentially expect, you know what I'm saying, right? So this is an act against the state of the Philippines, the Republic of the Philippines, in a way, Project Pilipinas, right? Okay, I'm a Project Pilipinas. What do you think about that part? Was it like tatay on like next level?
Yes.
Like what the heck was going on there, bro? That's incitement to rebellion. That's a high crime, by some interpretation. Doon ko napansin biglang sabi ng supporters ni BBM or yung mga kunyaring hindi kunyari. De ano lang yan, tatay's usually this is mean nila, tatay's just being tatay, don't take him literally, you know, the usual stuff. But that sounded like incitement to rebellion to me, and that's a high crime if ever that's really.
True. Oh. That's para sa akin, that's the most dangerous part ng kanyang buong speech. 'Di ba? Yung iba puro politika 'yan eh. Puro sa about sa PI, about sa personal ni BBM. Sa akin kung magsalita siya about doon, he's just holding the government accountable. 'Di ba? That's one thing, 'di ba? Pwedeng ano 'yan eh, karapatan niya 'yan to say all of that. Pero when you the thing is, Duterte, he knows na it's impossible yung gusto niyang mangyari. Alam niya yan. Legally, walang ganun. Sinasabi niya, pupunta ka lang daw sa UN, meron kang daladalang pirma, pwede na kayong humiwalay. And
Medyo
the
tatay
dangerous
talk
part
na
is,
yan, parang talk na yan. Oh.
ang dangerous part dyan, many of his supporters, naniniwala, kasi nagpo-post din ako sa TikTok, doon sila sumasagot, you would see a lot of mga DDS
Live, as we
nagko-comment,
speak, maraming pa rin nag-support, iwalay ng Mindanao. I'm seeing it live now.
Yeah, meron pa rin. Meron pa rin. And at first, I was really bothered. Pero as the days progress, mas na iintindihan ko, mas na-accept ko, and mas, kumbaga, ano eh, mas naiintindihan ko yung buong sitwasyon, and mas na-realize ko kung ano yung isasagot ko sa kanila. Okay? Kasi, yun eh, siguro yun yung magandang ano, what if you talk to someone na follower ni Digong, he would say to you, ay, gusto ko humiwalay na yung Mindanao kasi kayong Luzon, kinukurakot niyo yung pera, nagpapasok lang kami ng pera diyan tapos ang konti nang bumabalik. So this past few days, ang dami kong na realization na in answering some of their concerns. Okay? Pero I always come from a place of love. Okay? I always acknowledge na merong
Let's be clear.
pagkukulo.
Both of us come from position of love. I know medyo mas mukha akong mayabang and judgmental, Richard, and all, but both of us are doing this because we're coming from a position of love. Kahit na binoto mo, Pilipino ka pa rin, mahal ka namin. It's just
Yes.
disagree and we hope you'll consider alternative views, just to be clear about that.
Yes. Definitely. Let's try to avoid Luzon versus Mindanao arguments. Kasi ganun ang gusto nilang mangyari. Diba? So ang ganda ng mga ano, ito ah, coming from another Baguio boy, si Attorney Libayan. Okay? Ang sinabi ni Digong dun sa speech niya, kayong taga-Luzon, wala naman kayong pakialam sa amin. Wala naman kayong, parang gano'n, wala naman kayong tinutulong sa amin. Kami yung bigay ng bigay. Ang ganda nung sinabi ni Attorney Libayan dyan. Doon ako na-touch talaga. I reposted it. Wala kaming naibigay sa inyo. Wala kaming naitulong. Yung being someone from Cordillera, ang daming mga soldiers, PMA, SAP 44, galing sa military. And he was, ano eh, kumaga parang na-insulto siya dun sa sinabi ni Duterte na walang na-i-contribute yung mga taga Luzon or taga ibang lugar. As someone coming from Baguio, na ilang sundalo, yan, ilang, yan, can you hear me? Ilang sundalo ang nagbuwis ng buhay nila for para sa Mindanao, Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao na mga sundalo coming together to solve the terrorist problem and the crisis sa Mindanao. Yun. So, yun eh. Kumbaga, ito, you're going to show us revenue collection. That's very important. Yung kay Libayan naman is sa buhay. Buhay ng tao, which is, di ba, you can say priceless.
I'm just saying, before we go to the bigger issue of sacrifice for the country, West Philippines, si mga ganon, sana naman may appreciate nyo naman, 84%, more than 84% of revenues came from NCR lang, di ba? Kung sinama mo pa yung Calabar Zone and other Luzon areas, that's what, almost 90%. I mean, so I hope people realize na if tinignan mo yung population ng ibang regions ng country, they're more than 30%. But they're contributing what? Just over 10% of revenue? So you see a 3-to-1 ratio there. So where do you see, sa tingin nyo, saan galing yung equalizer? Diba? But bro, let me also push back against it. Again, ito. I completely agree with Attorney Liba. He's a good friend of my fellow Baggy Boy. I want to also add na I completely understand yung inis ng ating mga kababayan from Mindanao, Visayas, especially from Mindanao. I've been to Mindanao. I don't know, bro, how many times you've been to Mindanao? I've been to many places in Mindanao and talagang nakakabahala yung pagkakulang ng development. But please do not blame us in Manila. Blame the trapos and warlords and those horrible people taking away the money that we send from Imperial Manila. I hate to use that word. To subsidize development in those areas. Ang problema is we're not empowering directly the people of Mindanao and Visayas. Because we have to course this through with the trapos and all of that. Walang masyadong umaabot sa ating mga minamahal na kapatid sa Mindanao and Visayas. So please guys, instead of just blaming Manila people all the time, our national government, realize that we are on your side. But the mistake is that this is not being coursed directly to you. So you have to fight for this. And you have to find that we are allies, we are on the same side, but we have to fight together so that we can get you the empowering funds straight to you. So we are really sorry kung mahina yung mga state institutions natin. Kaya nga sabi ko, we need the opposite of federalism. What we need is a strong, capable, and responsible national government that will help the ordinary people of Visayas and Mindanao and not rely on the warlords and dynasties who deliver them the votes. I mean, let's be honest. In 2004, I doubt Arroyo would have been the president again if not for you know who, right? I mean, guys, come on. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. That's the problem we have. There's a kind of a hack between national dynasties and the warlords in Mindanao and all of that so that they deliver during national. And then in the end, sila-sila lang nagbe-benefit.
Sila lang. And sinasabi ko din sa vlog ko.
Bro, I really had to comment on that. Kaya nga, sorry, I just wanted to bring that out. Not to say usapan pera ito. I'm just saying, we are both victims of trapos. Eh, dito nga sa Manila, laki ng contribution namin. Di namin nakikita sa infrastructure kumpara sa trabaho namin, input namin. Kayo, you deserve to be able to contribute to the economy like what we're doing here. But ang problema is, andun sa gitna, itong mga warlords and dynasties who are taking over the money. Sorry, I had to do that real talk talaga.
Yeah, definitely. Dapat, we should stick to facts. Kailangan tignan natin yung actual facts kasi it's being twisted eh. And ako sinasabi ko din naman, yung Cebu, Iloilo, it's far from Manila. Meron din namang mga kurakot dyan. Pero bakit ganun yung economy nila, ganun yung, di ba, ang ganda sa Cebu and all that. Pero ang number one factor...
Walang war kasi, bro. I mean, you...
Because now, of the war. Yun talaga.
You know, bro, let's not be... let's be fair naman to them.
Yun talaga. Years and decades of conflict. Yun na nga, the funny thing was, kung kailan nga natapos yung sa MILF, and di ba, kung kailan nagsisimula nang makita mo yung peace, bigla kang magpapasok ng ideas na ganito. You're planting a new seeds sa utak ng mga taga Mindanao na dapat tumiwalay tayo. In the first place, yan yung nag-hold sa kanila for many decades because of the war na yung mga secessionist movement. And eto, meron din akong ano. The thing is, itong mga, na-accept ko na merong mga DDS na talagang Kahit anong sabihin mo, they would say, wala na, Republic of Mindanao, Republic of Mindanao.
Sorry, but is it Republic of Mindanao? I think it's more Republic of Davao or Republic of Digong.
Yes, yun nga. Pero siyempre sasabihin nila yan kung tagasan man sila sa Mindanao. Pero I wouldn't call them Mindanao separatists. I call them diehard Duterte separatists. Okay? I don't use the name Mindanao. Kasi marami sa Mindanao. I think majority of Mindanao pagod na sa gera. And sinasabi ko na lang sa pag may nakakausap ako na hindi, gusto ko Republic of Mindanao. Sabi ko, fine. If you want to follow the footsteps of MNLF, MILF, learn from history. Tingnan mo ko na, if you want to follow their footsteps, hindi kita mapipigilan. I would just pray for you na sana magbago yung ano mo. Kasi that's the last thing Mindanao needs. Another conflict, another, di ba? Kahit sabihin mo nang mababaw eh. The thing is, Tatay knows na imposible yung gusto niya. Mas bothered ako dun sa reaction ng tao.
Now, I think that's the most bothering part of his speech. As a Filipino, I would say I was really bothered. Mm-hmm. I mean, yung mga attack niya kay President, of course I was bothered because even if I'm not a fan of BBM, I'll just be honest about it, everyone knows that. He's the President of the Philippines. He embodies the dignity of the Philippine state, sure. Pero calling for disintegration essentially for a state after 6 years of not standing up to China in the West Philippines, he's like, what else is this guy? I mean, what are you trying to get out of? You know, I mean, this is crazy. This is unacceptable. Pero by the way, I realize, oh nga, yung SAF 44, marami doon sa mga namatay, ay galing sa amin, sa Cordillera.
Cordillera.
It's a very emotional issue to us. PMA is in my city, Baguio.
Yes.
That's where we train the patriots of this country. So, sorry, I'm getting passionate about this. Pero medyo bastusan na to, bro. Eh. Kasi, talagang, you know what I'm saying? Marami tayong mga kaibigan, kapatid. Ilan nagsakripisyo para talunin yung mga terorista na yan, mga mauten na yan, mga ganyan.
Yung mga busayaf and all that.
Guys, tapos sasabihin mo, maghiwalay kayo na basta-basta ganyan. Like, so, na-trigger talaga tayo. I would say, nakaka-trigger talaga, lalo yung part na yan. Parang ibang part,
that was their goal, to trigger us, di ba? Yun ang goal nila. And parang ano din, deterrence din. Na ipapa-aresto nyo ako, magkakagulo dito. So I think yun, more on yun ang objective eh. Mas nababother ako yung the number of people na diehard na naniniwala sa sinasabi niya and pinapakalat yung ganun. So sa ako na-accept ko na, sige fine, if that's what you think, di ba? If you want to follow MNLF, MILF, di ba? Pero we all know how that will end. Ako, ang ayoko lang is yung bloodshed, Pilipino laban sa Pilipino. And ang maaapektuhan din yung mga taga Mindanao kasi hindi umaasenso. Investors are scared to come in pag may gera, turista, hindi papasok, di ba? And natatakot makidnap.
Tama yung buong Pilipinas. Ano ka ba? I mean, I was just in Tokyo, right? Talking to friends, officials and all. Parang tingin nila sa atin nung iba. I'm not saying Japanese per se kasi kasama ko iba. Parang banana republic, buong Pilipinas. Saan ka nakahanap ng sitwasyon kung saan yung ex-president mo sinasabi na nagda-drugs yung, you know what I'm saying? I mean, bro, this is bad for the whole country. I know natatawa yung iba kasi naglagay ako ng survey, popcorn yung pinakamataas na vote, 76%. Pero sa totoo lang, yung option one na sinabi ko, it's sad, is actually my stance. Alright, I'm not a fan of Digong, I'm not a fan of BBM, but my goodness, I'm a fan of the Philippines, and this is crazy, this is bad for our country. We look like a banana republic. So as a journalist, obvious, and vlogger, in a way, it's good for us because my content tayo. But as a Filipino, I'm crying inside. This is crazy, this is unacceptable. What kind of situation is this, alright? And now we have people from Turkey and other countries also watching from here. So this is what I'm saying, bro. I mean, nakakabahala yan. But what was not so nakakabahala is parang sila lang yun. Because over the coming days, you have folks, congressional leadership, folks from Zamboanga,
Bangsamoro,
El Sur, from Bangsamoro, all of them coming out and saying, ewan ko sa kanya, di ba? Actually, I'll tell you something. Nung time na nasa Baguio ako, I forgot how they say it in Ilocano, but there was like a picture of Uniteam, and then like, okay, like, of course, the best si BBM. And then, biglang comment dun sa isa. It's a way of like saying in Ilocano na itong mga Karen na taga, you know what I'm saying? So, it actually reinforces this toxic tribal North versus South rivalry, which again, is not good. I mean, of course, I'm proud and I'm super proud of being in Ilocano, but my number one, mas Filipino tayo. And I don't like these things coming out. Eh. And I'm even hearing other things. Meron din na ibang version. Na yung Romualdez naman daw ang nagpapa... And you know what I'm saying? Like, all of this You see what you know what I'm saying?
Tuturuan eh.
So kasi we see attack on BBM as attack on all of us as Ilocanos. I'm not saying that's my case, but that's how it is perceived in Baguio and other places that I visit.
Totoo. Sa akin, ang pinaka-important sa mga nagsalita sa Mindanao, for me, ah, yung dalawa, one from the Bangsamoro government and the Bangsamoro Transition Authority, which are mga former leaders of MNLF and MILF. Sinasabi ko dun sa mga bachelor student, itong mga tao to, hindi sila yung keyboard warrior lang na gusto kong humiwalay ang Mindanao, gusto ko.
Warrior.
They actually bared arms. Talagang they were willing to lose their life para doon sa gusto nilang mangyari, which was either hiwalay or autonomy. Diba? So ang laking bagay na sa kanila mismo nang galing. Napagod na kami sa gera. We work so hard to get this peace na meron tayo ngayon, tapos sisirain natin ng ganyan. So, wag naman sana. So, sa akin, napakalaking bagay yon coming from them. Plus, syempre, si Digong, walang kakampi. Lahat ng mga congressman sa Mindanao oppose this. Diba? Nagagalit sila sa mga congressman. The thing is, yung mga congressman dyan, sila din yung kamag-anak ng mga governor nyo, ng mga mayor nyo. Sila din yan. So, it's the same family. So, walang kakampi si Digong doon sa gusto niyang mangyari. And they're going to stretch this. Iikot yan ang Mindanao, magpapapirma sila. And it's heartbreaking, di ba? Kasi alam mong ano eh, it's planting yung maling ideology doon sa utak ng mga kababayan natin doon. Kaya that's what I'm sad about doon sa buong sitwasyon na to.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Actually, thank you for bringing also Attorney Liban to the discussion. Maybe I'll have a separate discussion with him also. Or we should do also one with RML. Okay. Last point on this episode before we transition to the next one. Pag-usapan naman natin mga pinks. Swing voters. Swing state. Di ba? Exciting na topic yan. Di ba? Let's go back to this. Isn't the best argument, not that argument, rational argument always means, but isn't the best argument is like, wait lang, di ba 6 years ka in power? Kung ang dami mong mahanash about Mindanao, Imperial Manila, anong ambag mo nung presidente ka? You had 6 years in power. And a lot of those times, you almost had unlimited power because everyone was scared to challenge. I mean, just ko naman, tignan mo naman opposition nag-melt away nung time na yan, which is, of course, something we're gonna discuss. Are they melting back into the fray? Right? I mean, di ba? Yun ang, ano ambag nyo? You had 6 years. Di ba? In fairness, my point si Martin Romualdez, bakit biglang kontra kayo dito sa Chacha? Eh kayo nga nagpo-push for federalism and all of that. Pumalpak lang kayo, so ngayon bitter kayo. I'm not saying I agree with Romualdez, I think, but it's a logical argument to raise, di ba?
And yung si Kong Manix from Zamboanga, he even said, di ba, na sasabihin nyo yan after yung isang district nyo dyan got 51 billion in 3 years. Tapos biglang ngayon sasabihin nyo, hindi, gusto na namin humiwalay, ayaw na namin. O, kumbaga, leaving out, kumbaga, madaming regions ang nawalan because doon napunta. Tapos ngayon, gusto nyo maghiwalay. So, ang daming, ano eh, ang daming na ibabalik sa kanila.
Karen
because of this.
Dapat Republic of Karen. Okay, thank you so much, bro. I think that's a fantastic discussion. This sets the tone. Ganda ng transition. Pag-usapan naman natin ang hindi natin pinag-usapan masyado. Ito na, mga opposition. Suddenly, they seem to be in an interesting situation, right?
Tama nga sila.
Baka nga, tama rin sila. Mali na naman tayo. Or maybe not. Pag-usapan natin.
Or maybe not.
Talagang Pilipinas, parang ano to? Parang Nobel. Alam mo yung parang mga Netflix na ano series. You don't know where it goes. Eh. Talagang game of
House of Cards.
Thank you so much. I really like this episode because lumabas talaga na how emotional we are about our country. Of course, nagdi-disagree tayo. Nagpapatawa tayo. Ayan yung mga Gilas Pilipinas comments natin. But deep inside, we are serious people. Kaya nga, this is called Project Pilipinas. Thank you so much for this, bro.
Thank you.
By the way, na-upload ba sa ano sa Project Pilipinas itong mga latest episodes natin?
Sa Spotify.
And Apple Podcast. Kasi I was also checking it. Like, people are checking that. Kasi I want to, when I promote my own, I want to also promote ours. Eh.
Hindi. Pero this one, I'll start with this.
Please. Oh,
hindi ko na-upload lately.
We want to keep it at in the top three competition. You want to have two.
Oh, sige. Oo nga. Kaya napag-uhulihan eh.
Competitive. Competitive tayo, di ba? Super proud. Kaya nga nagtaka ako, bakit nagtatop pa rin ng Project Pilipinas? Natalo pa nga ako nung isang araw ng Project Pilipinas. Like, wait, he's not even uploading. How can they be?
Mga lumang episodes? Wow.
Bro, I don't know what happened. Siguro mga ibang episodes.
Hindi ako nakaka-upload. Matagal na.
Sa Apple to. Please, pa-upload na lang. Lalo ito, Bardagulan.
Yes, yes. So I will upload this para sa Spotify.
Thank you, bro. Thank you so much for that. And let's talk naman. Pink. Pink naman tayo sa next episode. Maraming salamat. God bless.